Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Whether it's coming home from a pool party or a barbecue, a summer fun can end really quickly with one bad decision. Every 23 minutes, there's a crash in Texas involving a driver under the influence of alcohol. That's more than 60 crashes a day in our state, and it adds up to a lifetime of pain and grief for families who have lost loved ones. As the Labor Day holiday is here, the Texas Department of Public Safety, the Texas Department of Transportation, is asking Texans not to drink and drive, to always choose to drive sober. Law enforcement will be watching for Texas drivers who make the wrong choice and drive drunk. We're joined by Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar to tell us more, and also Jennifer Sirold. Sirold is the Texas Department of Transportation, and welcome to The Source, both of y'all.
Thanks so much, sir.
Thanks for having us.
Jennifer, tell me about the overall campaign that the TxDOT is looking to remind people about the consequences of drinking and driving.
Right. So right now we have a statewide campaign to prevent drunk driving, especially now during the Labor Day holiday time. It's called Drive Sober, No Regrets. And basically our goal is to reduce the number of alcohol-related traffic crashes in the entire state. As you said, that number is staggering. In fact, over 1,000 people are killed every year because of drunk driving. That's one person killed every 8 hours. And what we know is that drunk driving crashes are 100% preventable. So we're using this campaign to share the message that we want everyone to make good decisions when they're behind the wheel, but especially when you're enjoying your holiday weekend this weekend.
Sheriff Javier Salazar, what kind of law enforcement can people expect to see out on the streets?
Well, you know, speaking for the sheriff's office, there will be a more pronounced presence out on the roadways, probably starting Wednesday, Thursday, and then running through the weekend. And, you know, I know from my time at the San Antonio Police Department, I know that they step up enforcement efforts as well as DPS and all area agencies. The smaller suburbs will also be doing the same.
So we've heard from TxDOT telling us this is a statewide campaign. So this people can expect to see this. You think you're going to be able to find some place where no law enforcement agency is not on, you know, taking extra steps? I mean, you're probably mistaken.
Oh, absolutely. It'll be way more pronounced and extremely noticeable. You know, not to mention that just because you don't see any marked units out there doesn't mean there aren't unmarked or ghost marked units out there. You know, we just brought out our two new Dodge Durangos that got a little bit of media coverage a couple of weeks ago, that they're, you know, unmarked for the most part. You have to see it through a certain light to be able to notice it. But they'll be out there, out and about, looking for drunk drivers.
What can, if someone gets pulled over and they have been drinking, what can they expect the consequences would be?
Look, obviously you're going to go to jail. I mean, there is no, you know, we're not going to be doing that whole, well, just give me a ride home. I just live right here. Like, none of that's going to occur. You're going to go to jail at that point. And at that point, the ordeal is just beginning for you. Because, I mean, yeah, you'll bond out. It's a misdemeanor charge at first. You'll bond out, but you're also going to, you know, overall, over the course of that case, you could probably plan on spending upwards of $20,000 in lost wages, if you don't lose your job altogether, legal fees, and the list goes on and on and on, you know, or you can just choose to spend 30, 40, 50 bucks on an Uber, and you don't have to worry about that. And while the Uber may seem expensive when you're looking at it on the app, think about how much you'd pay if you did get stopped. If once those red and blue lights go on, how much would you pay for an Uber at that point? If you could go back in time, 50, 60 bucks doesn't sound like that much money at that point. Or even worse, if you cause a crash and somebody gets seriously injured or even killed, and maybe not somebody in another car, maybe a member of your own family. So again, think about that before you go out for the evening.
Our number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. Do you think we are not taking DUI driving seriously in our society, in our local culture? What can we do to change that? How do we get the message out that this is a serious offense and no one is above the law and everyone should be held accountable if they are caught drinking and driving? Jennifer Sirold at the Texas Department of Transportation, what is the central message that you want Texans to take away from this initiative?
We just want everyone to remember that drunk driving is 100% preventable. Like we said, as we come up on this holiday weekend, it's important that you plan ahead, not only for yourself, but your family. Everyone behind the wheel is somebody's loved one, and we want everyone to get home safe at the end of the day. So never drive if you've drank any alcohol. Make sure if you are drinking alcohol, designate a driver or call a sober friend, or like the sheriff said, call an Uber, because that cost is minimal compared to the cost that will come if you are pulled over and if someone is injured. So we just want everyone to plan ahead. And remember to not drink if you are going to get behind the wheel.
Or also if you're in boating, that's another issue, isn't it, Jennifer?
Yes, any type of vehicle, driving or boating, or even if you're traveling of any kind, we just want you to be safe for yourself and also for the people that are out there traveling with you.
Let's go to a caller, the number 833-877-8255. We have Nick on the line. Nick, you're on the air.
Hey guys, first of all, thank you, Sheriff, for everything that you guys do. I do have a kind of two quick little issues. I drive about 350, 400 miles a day all over the place, and especially in and out of construction sites. And one thing I do see is, there's alcohol cans everywhere that they're kind of drinking during the day. Then they start driving towards the afternoon. So it's like, educational, especially in rural areas outside city limits, it seems to be a really prevalent issue. And then purveying wins against that with commissioner's court. What are alternative solutions to try to give you guys the resources that you need from a voter's standpoint when commissioner's court may not approve more funding for this or that?
Well, all right. Thank you, Nick. Sheriff.
Interesting that you should bring that up. Tomorrow's actually we're going through budget right now, and tomorrow's actually what we call a budget work session, where we're kind of going over our final best offers for both sides. And we are going to be asking for more deputies to put on patrol. Obviously that point is not completely lost on commissioners. We've got a good, friendly commissioner's court, and they're going to give us what we need, but they just want to see some evidence on where the needs are and then we're going to use them appropriately, which we certainly don't mind providing. But with that being said, absolutely, whether you live in Bexar County or the next county over or in the city, voters can always and should always take an active vested interest in making sure that there's enough resources being given to first responders. And so that's a very, very good question.
When we've had similar conversations on The Source before, we would get calls from people who had been directly impacted by a drunk driver, either them or they lost a loved one. And it's always heartbreaking to hear those stories. And I just don't think that when someone decides to get behind the wheel and drive, that they don't think that's ever going to happen to them, and if they would hear these stories, if they would hear the heartbreak for these family members, I think that they would think twice about that.
Absolutely. That's the very real side of this. And we can concentrate on, it's going to cost you X number of dollars to get out of jail. It's going to cost you X number of dollars in lost wages. But there really is no putting a price tag on somebody losing a parent, a child, a spouse, to something that as again, is 100% preventable. Just don't do it.
So when we have these campaigns, like the one that's going to be launching this week for Labor Day weekend, Drive Sober, No Regrets, is the emphasis on deterrence, trying to tell people don't do it, and being visible, showing people you shouldn't be doing this, or you're going to get popped for it? Or is the emphasis on catching the violators?
It's multifaceted, and it's both. Both of those things are correct. Right now we're getting that word out there, and I appreciate y'all having us on to talk about this, because our hope is that the vast majority of the people that might have considered it, maybe this is all they need, is to go, yeah, you know what, we should designate a driver ahead of time and think these things through. But again, we also always know that for every person that does get the point, there's another one, two, or three, or ten that don't and decide to test the system. And so we're out there looking for those people as well on our highways. But then, as you mentioned, boating, our Marine unit will also be working the area lakes along with the game wardens looking for that sort of thing as well.
some people think that how can I? You're asking me not to have fun on the Labor Day weekend. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to my family's, you know, get together. Why can't I have a few beers?
No, I'm serious. Have all the fun that you want. Just don't put anybody's life at risk in the process. You know, have all the fun that you want, but plan ahead and designate a driver, which, by the way, a designated driver doesn't mean the person in the group that's been drinking the least. It means the person that hasn't been drinking at all. And so you've got to plan ahead for that sort of thing. And then have a contingency is, hey, right now, you know, Bob is going to be our designated driver. But then as it turns out, Bob wanted to have a good time and start drinking as well. Well, we're going to go to plan B and we're going to order an Uber or a taxi or you know, take a bus or maybe crash at a friend's house for the night. But the last thing that you want to do is let anybody get behind the wheel after they've had even one drink.
Even one drink, one beer.
Even one drink, one beer. Because, you know...
that's not legally drunk, right?
No, it's not. Look, every DWI stop that I've ever been involved in as a first responder, the answer is always two. I've had two drinks. Nobody ever admits to having 10 or 12, right? They always say one or two. And so again, the best bet is to not have any, because the first thing that goes when you're drinking, the first impairment is judgment. And so again, you may think that you've only had one or two or that you're perfectly safe, but in reality, you've had much more than that.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to continue talking about this crackdown for this weekend. A Labor Day weekend is especially terrible for DWI accidents. And we have law enforcement like Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar and efforts across the state with TxDOT trying to remind everyone that this is a serious situation. Drinking and driving can take people's lives. It does take people's lives, and this can be avoided. If you got a question or a comment, you got a story to tell, we want to hear it. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. The story that you tell us right now could save someone's life, so we want to hear from you. This is The Source from Texas Public Radio. Stay with us. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about DUI driving. Labor Day weekend is an especially terrible time when this happens quite a bit, and there are terrible consequences. I was speaking with Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar and also with TxDOT about these consequences of this. Jennifer Serrault is with us from the Texas Department of Transportation. They have a statewide campaign reminding people not to do it because they've got law enforcement out there and you could get popped. So call in if you got a question or comment, a story to tell, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. So Sheriff Salazar, as we are here and we're reminding people and telling people not to drink and drive, there does seem to be a mixed message in our culture that people think, you know, well, there's a mixed message. You know, we have this alcohol to go law that, you know, was put in place under Governor Abbott. We have all sorts of daiquiri drive-through places. And so which is it? You know, I mean, is our culture still have to get right with this?
You know, I think culturally speaking, if you're asking my opinion on it, culturally speaking, I think we do have a drinking problem. I think that the ease with which anybody can get their hands on alcohol, especially somebody that's behind the wheel, you know, think about it. Well, they give you a lot of those drive-through daiquiri places. They give it to you in a sealed bag. But, you know, McDonald's gives you your you know, Happy Meal in a sealed bag, too. But do those French fries ever make it home? No, they do not. Right. So people are going to absolutely give into the temptation to start digging into those drinks. You know, I wish if it were up to me, those places wouldn't exist and we'd figure out a different way of doing it. But with that being said, we play the hand that we're dealt as a society, and we just use every opportunity we can to remind people that it's just because it's out there, just because it's quote unquote legal, doesn't make it a good idea.
Right. And so, you know, this normalization of drinking and driving, you know, the message has to be crystal clear. Are we delivering that crystal clear message? Is it confused? Is it muddled?
I think it does get muddled a bit. I mean, I think as with any form of communication, there's always that outside noise that provides interference with it. But with that being said, from a law enforcement perspective, you know, we're saying flat out, don't do it. If you're going to have fun, that's great. That's awesome. But just do so safely. You know, you have all the drinks that you want in the privacy of your own home or wherever it may be. Just have a safe ride home.
Now, we see whenever there's someone who's a works for your department, the sheriff's department, if they are off duty and they get caught driving while intoxicated, there is no, you know, flexibility. It seems like you're done.
No, absolutely. Drinking and driving, as far as a first responder goes, I got something for that. And it's called the unemployment line. You know, I have a zero tolerance for it. Look, you cannot, and this is my opinion here, but, you know, my name's on the door at the sheriff's office anyway. If you cannot be a law enforcement officer without first following the law. And again, one of those that's just so easily preventable. It's 100% preventable, as Jennifer said. That's just embarrassing and just stupid to even think that you're going to get away with it, because we deal with the after effects of it 24/7. You know, our jail's full of people that have taken that chance. Every single night we're dealing with making those arrests. Every single night we're dealing with the possibility of handling a horrible car crash as a result of it. So again, if that doesn't make you get the point and see that you're putting the public at risk, then you deserve to lose your job at that point.
Same thing seems to be when you were at the SAPD, San Antonio Police Department is equally as firm on that.
Well, you know, certainly at the SAPD, I wasn't necessarily in a position to make that call. I was not the chief over there. I was a supervisor. And many times the public information officer. So I got to deal with the aftermath. I got to deal with the media in the aftermath of something like that happening. But before that time, I was also an internal affairs investigator, and I handled cases like that where officers were stopped for DWI or involved in a DWI crash. And I know that just like myself, I don't speak for Chief McManus anymore. I'm not a spokesman anymore. But I do know that in the times that I've dealt with him, he takes a forward-leaning stance as well, just like me.
So it's clear to the public that if you're in law enforcement, at least in your department, and we've seen in other departments, if you get caught drinking and driving, you're off the line. You're done.
To me, I'm going to do everything in my power to.
And that's a clear message.
Absolutely.
But so we have a different kind of message for San Antonio City Council members who seem to have been caught drinking and driving. They're suspected of driving, but even though the video is clear and we see the video. And now it's not so clear. I mean, that seems to be driving the message that San Antonio is not so firm on drinking and driving when we have so much latitude with local elected officials. I mean, should that be addressed?
I mean, look, in my opinion, and of course, I don't work at the city anymore, so I can't really speak for them too much or how they handle it. But look, in my opinion, if you are an elected official and you can't follow the law even to that simple extent, then you should absolutely pay the price for it. You know, absolutely. If not right at that moment, then certainly at the next voting opportunity, people should take that into consideration.
Well, and that's, you know, 4 years. Sure. You run every 4 years.
Sure.
You're held accountable at that.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I'm sure you've seen some terrible accidents of DWI. What can you share about how families have been impacted by DUI?
I mean, look, I've had to pick up dead people off the side of the road, and some of those times those people have been children. And you have, you know, I have given that death notification in the middle of the night. I've had to be that patrol officer knocking on the door in the middle of the night, telling somebody, hey, that your spouse, your daughter, she's not coming home. She was unfortunately just died in a car crash right around the corner. And that is not something that you'll easily forget once you've seen that raw emotion of somebody that's just coming to terms with it. And you see them go through that stages of grief all of a sudden. Right, they start out very, very angry and in denial, and then they start kind of bargaining with it as they come to terms. And that's a heartbreaking scenario for anybody to have to watch somebody go through that raw emotion of losing a loved one.
Jennifer Searle at the Texas Department of Transportation, how important is this to your department in getting this message out?
I mean, it's a top priority for us. Safety is our number one priority, especially the drivers on our roadways and our highways. And so this message is very important. I think one thing that we didn't touch on is that, yes, we need everyone to make good decisions every day when they're behind the wheel, especially on holiday weekends like this one. But also, I think it's important to remember that also help others make good decisions, right? Keep an eye out for your friends at that party. Make sure that they're not drinking too much. And if they have, you know, pull them aside and give them a little a message or a reminder not to be driving or take the keys away. So it's not just the decisions we make, but also the decisions of the people that we are, the people that we love or the people that we are hanging out with this weekend.
So more than 1,000 people were killed in DUI alcohol-related crashes in Texas in 2024. Last year, more than 1,000 people died. That means three lives were lost every day on our roads because a Texas driver ignored the risk and chose to drink and drive. In the San Antonio area in 2024, there were 2,237 DUI alcohol-related traffic crashes, resulting in 88 fatalities and 155 serious injuries. So, Sheriff Salazar, those are serious stats.
Those are 1,000 families that'll never be the same, ever, as a result of it. You know, those are those. Let's just say, for argument's sake, half of those were the actual driver, but the other half were not. That's probably, at least even conservatively speaking, 500 people who are now in the midst of a huge legal nightmare, going to jail, paying fines and whatnot. There are no winners in that situation at all. But again, 1,000 Texans that will no longer be there for their family or friends.
So statistics are telling us that fewer people are drinking now. The alcohol consumption has fallen like 25%. So I guess more people are using THC. Are you able to test for THC intoxication?
Well, we have DRE experts, deputies that are specially trained in DRE, drug recognition experts, DRE, that can tell the fact that you are impaired on the side of the road. They can run a certain series of tests. And then, of course, you know, the blood test isn't going to lie. If and when we get to the point where we're running a blood warrant on somebody, that the results of that blood warrant are not going to lie.
So you'll be able to pick up the THC in someone's blood?
Later on down the road, yes, after when those test results come back.
And you do like one of those coordination tests on the road of the side of the road?
Yes, sir. It's a series of standardized field sobriety tests, SFSTs, that our deputies will do, and they can actually tell if you're impaired. Now, they may not be able to tell what you're impaired by out there on the side of the road, but they can tell, hey, this guy's got something on board, and it's not alcohol. I can tell because of the absence of certain things, but the presence of others. There's something in this guy's system. And we'll have to rely on the blood test to find out what.
So if a person thinks, I didn't drink beer or alcohol this holiday weekend, but I did, you know, drink some of those THC drinks or
sure,
what have you, and they thought maybe I can get away with that, that's not the way it is.
That is not the way it is. And, you know, if you're thinking about, well, I'll just take back roads, I won't get on the main highways, well, those back roads are where our deputies work a lot of the time. We're out in the rural areas as well. So there really is no place that you're going to be able to go safely to get away from first responders.
And so what is how long we be doing this for the crackdown is going to look like?
We're looking at starting ours midweek, you know, because it never fails. Somebody will take a couple of days off in advance of a 3-day weekend. They're going to take a couple of days off early, and they may start their celebrations Wednesday, Thursday night. We'll be out there, you know, starting midweek and then going through the weekend.
And Jennifer Searle with the Texas Department of Transportation, this is a statewide effort?
Correct. It's a statewide effort. And so statewide law enforcement officers are already out on the road with increased enforcement. They started August 15th, and they'll go through Labor Day on September 1st.
All right. Just a few drinks. That's not going to cut it. You know, the fact that you even had one drink, that could lead to a terrible accident, and it could ruin your life, ruin other people's lives. Something that you don't have to. This is totally preventable. I want to thank you, Sheriff Javier Salazar, coming in today, talking to us, and Jennifer Searle with the Texas Department of Transportation. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
That's The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for listening.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies. Tim Gutierrez is the show's producer. Additional production support from Steve Short, Ruben Garcia, Yvette Benavides, and Dan Katz, Vice President of News. The Source is made possible with support from the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.